Life, Sports, and Stuff. Episode 98.
Did you like that?
That was like sexy.
Did you like
got
that?
A little aroused.
I tried. I was trying.
Got half chub.
Simple things arouse you.
I'm trying to mix things up a little bit. I thought that was kind of cool. Episode 98. Two more.
You plan anything?
Cinco
yet?
De
have
Mayo.
Have we even discussed it?
Cinco de Mayo.
Yes, things have been discussed. Corey, Topanga, and Sean are working on it as we speak.
Yeah, where's our fucking margaritas?
I got them working on episode 100 stuff. Corey, Topanga, and Sean will be right back.
All from the same show.
I got them all from the same school. I'm Mickey.
I'm Lurge.
I'm Brother Dan.
And welcome back, Life, Sports, and Stuff Universe. Episode 98. We're ready for a good one. We're two away from the big 100. We hope you're ready because we are. Big shout out for calling in last week. He got a lot of thumbs up for Bobby T, Central Florida Bobby T, for coming in and hanging with us doing NFL draft talk. And Bobby T and I talked, and he would like to come back, and I would like to bring him back when it gets closer to the NFL season for our fantasy talk.
Are we actually going to do one this year?
We're doing one this year.
We always say we're going to do it, then someone throws a fucking fit, and we don't do it.
Who? Never mind.
Why are you looking at me?
You're in his seat.
Oh, no, it's his seat now. Don't be rude. Apologize.
I'm sorry.
There you go. So, Central Florida Bobby T, thank you so much for last week. Did an excellent job.
Yeah, I got a couple of texts about my research data.
Oh, well, hang on. I was going to bring that up later. Don't jump ahead because you're going to get buried tonight. So, Central Florida Bobby T, for all his new fans out there, he will be back. Probably around August, I'm thinking. We'll bring him back August time.
That's
right. And we'll do some fantasy football talk with Bobby T. He brought it up, so might as well bury him now.
People worry about it. I admit it. I fucked up.
Dude, you can't fucking read. How did you not? It's at the title. It's said in the title. Gronkowski resigns.
I was sick of the dog. August
2021.
Pulled it up and read it.
Can I tell you how many text messages I got?
Got four.
I guarantee they were from the same four people.
There is an update, though. He did say he's coming back under one condition.
If they sign the
Edelman.
Edelman. The
and Edelman
receiver.
Said, fuck no.
Edelman's not coming back, and Gronk is
He
still.
Said he wasn't coming back to play.
Oh, he said the minute that Brady signed with Tampa Bay and it was announced, he got a phone call from Brady, and Brady said, you want to come on down? And he said, fuck no.
So for those of you that haven't listened to 97 yet, hit pause. We'll wait. Go listen to episode 97. We did a great job. Central Florida Bobby T filled in. We did a thing about the whole NFL draft. We had a great time talking about it. And we started segueing. Central Florida Bobby T is a huge Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan, has season tickets. And we started talking about Brady coming back and Gronk hasn't made up his mind yet. And Lurch came in with breaking news. What was that breaking news again, Lurch? Hit it.
I was talking about.
Rob Gronkowski has signed a one-year contract. We were all dumbfounded. We were like, oh, my God, we didn't even hear it.
Boy.
And then, as Lurch is talking to Central Florida Bobby T, I looked.
No, you didn't. I turned the computer and said, it's right here on my fucking computer. Show you my
and
screen.
I looked what you didn't look at.
Say
the
what
title.
Now?
I know. I understood.
Say what now?
I speak.
What was that?
I speak Lurch.
I said, I turned my fucking computer around and showed it to him. It's right here in black and white.
All right, that was a little bit better.
Yeah, I read what he couldn't read. So, that was last year's news. He pulled up last year's article. So
it was the top story that came up on Google.
You're absolutely right, from last year.
Yeah, sure.
So after we stopped laughing, stopped making fun of him, we moved on to our football talk. We had a good time. So we just want to say thank you. Had a good episode. Before we move on, big shout out, huge shout out. He's actually playing right now on stage in south of Florida. Go see and hang out with our good friend, Mr. Adam Jason. He's doing a little acoustic set tonight. I believe he's in Boca Raton tonight. I did not check.
All the Boca bitches.
Here we go.
He posted it. You made a comment right before showtime.
He
was on 7:30 somewhere.
He is. He's at the Lock Bar in Boca Raton. So he's at the Lock Bar in Boca Raton. He was at Hurricanes this morning for lunch. Tomorrow night, if you want to catch him in south of Florida, head down to Pompano Beach. He's going to be at the Briny Irish Pub at 9 o'clock. So you go check him out. Go say hi to him. Give him a big high five and tell him the boys from Life Sports and Stuff said hi. Episode 98. 98 was a good year. 98, we were all coming into our own. What do you got for us, Brother Dan? Tell me about 1998.
I could talk about, let's talk movies.
Okay, give me a movie.
Number one movie of 1998.
What do you got, Lurch? What do you think?
What do you got?
I know it is.
We
I
know.
It
we up. Talked we about it.
We did. We
Titanic.
Titanic.
Now Mickey comes to me and says, no, 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 that was 1997. Yes, it was released December 19th, 1997, but of course it really started taking off in January. Right. And do you know how much it grossed?
A couple of hundred mil.
Now, we're talking about just the 97 or the whole run?
It says total gross for box office 1998.
700 million.
Close. 600 million.
600
million. 600 million. Number one. Number two, Armageddon. Way behind. 200 way behind. Million. 200.
Yeah.
Yeah. Saving Private Ryan was number three, and number four was Something About Mary.
Liked all four movies. Not a Ben Stiller fan, and a lot of stuff. I'm hit or miss with him.
Yeah, it's either good or stupid.
But that was
no
probably his best movie.
See, that I had to dodgeball.
Cut with no. Brett Favre in there and the
yeah, but I'm going dodgeball. I dodgeball.
Yeah, but he wasn't the star. That was Vince Vaughn. Without Vince Vaughn, dodgeball sucks.
Without Ben Stiller's team and his character,
I who's get Vince it, Vaughn? But Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, but it wasn't his best role.
That was his best role. In my opinion, Something About Mary was the greatest role.
All right, I'll give you that one. What do you got? What else you got for me? Tell me. Well, all right, let's go back to Titanic for a second. Here we go. Let's ruin it right now. There's a show on A&E, I think, that's called Theory Busters or something Busters, where they take rumors or they take stuff and they see if it's true or not. They proved, beyond a shadow of a doubt, two people could have fit on that door. That bitch let him die. I'm sorry. Jack could have fit on the door. All she had to do was slide to the left.
Or slide to the right.
And she doesn't have to live alone in Iowa City.
She wanted that jewel.
She didn't even know she had it.
That's true.
Okay, and here's my other question. She and Jack, the boat sinks. They're hanging on. Remember, they're hanging on the end, and they're watching back. People fall.
Yeah.
And they go under, and he's like, just hold your breath, and you'll go to the top, blah, blah. And they do all that thing, and she gets on the door, and he stays in. He should have got on the door. She doesn't find the gem until she's picked up by the safety boat. You tell me that fucking jewel didn't fall out when she went underwater, fell off a boat that was sinking?
She knew it was there.
It's a movie.
I'm sorry.
And it's not even close to being true.
How do you know? Were you there? Were you there?
Not even close.
Rest in peace.
Oh, wait. Accent. It's not Iowa City. It was Cedar Rapids. Because I remember the guy at the beginning. And she's living in Cedar Rapids. And she's close to death. And from what I hear, Cedar Rapids is dead. Now I'm going to go home and watch it.
What the hell is he talking about?
Titanic at the very beginning. With the big guy. And
yeah,
on
she's
the boat.
A liar. So she's a very old liar.
All right. So there's my take on Titanic. And I loved Rose, but bitch could have slid. Slide over. It's like when your wife takes up all the comforter in the
bed.
But
here's the problem. You realize when that boat's going down, straight down like that, there's a vortex in that water, they're going to be sucked under with that boat. They're not going to float.
They didn't float. They popped up. And when you pop up, stuff comes out of your pockets. How did that rock not come out?
As far as that boat that went down, they would have gone down too.
Exactly. Slide over, Rose. Jack could have still been alive with you. You could have jumped in the ocean together. Anyway, okay, what songs? Tell me music, 1998.
Oh, you want music?
I
now.
Want music. You got
well,
any music?
This is when the music came into the hip-hop and was back in the late 90s. So,
no Ace of Base?
No Ace of Base. So Billboard's year-end top 100 singles of 1998. Number one was Too Close by Next, was a R&B. And then the next one was Brandy and Monica with The Boy Is Mine. No. And then Shania Twain was number three, You're Still the One.
Good
yeah.
song.
What? What?
Good song.
Truly Madly Deeply by Savage Garden. Terrible song. Very depressing. And then How Do I Live by Leanne Rimes is number five.
How do I live? Oh, you know what movie that's from?
Terrible year for music.
You know what movie that's from? How Do I Live Without You? By Leon Rimes. Come on.
Not Coyote Ugly.
No. John Cusack. Con Air.
Oh, that's right. He was in that.
Yeah.
Oh, he's the cop in it. I'm trying to guess. What's his name? Nichols.
Nichols?
No, whatever his name is. The one guy.
Nick Cage.
Nichols.
Nichols.
2020.
And Gronk is re-signed for a year.
Yes, Nicolas Cage was in that. He plays the con, and John Cusack is the cop. It's his plane. Get off my plane.
Terrible movie.
Con Air?
I didn't like it.
It was okay.
Didn't like it.
The best is the guy with the little kid at the end. So the one guy that's in all the movies. He was in Armageddon.
Yeah.
Playing with the dolls at the end. He's a killer.
He's awesome.
Steve Buscemi.
Yes.
God, you're terrible at names.
Yeah. I am bad with names. I admit that.
Steve Buscemi is amazing.
He's a great like a co-star. He is always the number two.
Yes.
He's a number two. Oh,
can you imagine? What else was he in? Holy shit.
Well, Armageddon.
He was in Reservoir Dogs by Quentin Tarantino. I mean, he's done a ton of stuff.
Never saw it.
He was also in Sopranos.
How have you never seen Reservoir? You never seen Reservoir Dogs? Quentin Tarantino movies are crazy. They're good and crazy.
Yeah,
that's like saying I've never seen Pulp Fiction.
Never saw the whole thing. I turned it off. It was so bad.
You're killing me. All right, so he's telling me that's bad, but Con Air was okay.
I didn't care for it. I don't like his movie.
So you thought Con Air was better than Pulp Fiction?
No, I didn't say Con Air was that great of a film either. I said it was okay.
You said it was okay. You said
it was okay.
But what did you say about Pulp Fiction?
Never
Let's go back 20 seconds.
I didn't
watch
the whole thing.
Why? Because you said it was terrible.
I thought it was dumb and turned it off.
So if one's terrible, one's okay, that means the one
that's better
than terrible,
I
right?
tried to watch it, and
How
I turned it off.
How could you not? Wow.
Did you do your homework? Do you remember the homework we gave you last
week? I found that it's on Tubi this month. I'll watch it this month. I haven't had time.
That was your homework this past week. And don't tell me you didn't have time.
I didn't have time.
You were sitting at home with an injury. You had time.
You didn't go anywhere for 3 days.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that.
For 3 days, you didn't move.
That's when I found it, and I was like, I'm not watching it. I'm not in the mood.
And the truth shall set you free.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I can't speak now. I got lurchism.
Oh my God. All right, let's go to 1998 news, Lurch. What do you got? And 1998, not 1898.
We got Lewinsky and Clinton and a cigar.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay, so.
And the person that saves her dress.
Let me ask a question about this. If you are with the president in the Oval Office, are you just telling everyone, know what I did?
Baller.
Know what I did?
She saved the dress and say, I got the evidence.
She waited, though, till it came out. I would have been the one the next day. Hey, what did you do last night? Let me tell you.
Let me tell you what I did with this cigar. I put it in places where the sun does not shine.
There you go. All right, what else happened in 1998?
The bombing of the U.S. Embassy. And then the big one, McGuire and Sosa, the home run race.
Oh, that was great.
Those ESPN commercials. For that, towards the end of the year.
I actually watched baseball that year.
When the Cardinals and Cubs, I think the Cardinals and Cubs were on TV like every other day.
What was the final totals in that year? I want to say it was 60-something. Because I know Bonds had 73.
Bonds
maybe it was
broke
70,
73. I think
maybe it was
70
or 71. 72
and 68.
It was 72, 68.
Okay, so let me ask you a question about that real quick. So McGuire breaks the record first. Okay, he goes over. The 68 home.
Sosa fell off a little bit in the end.
Right. So McGuire breaks the record. Everyone celebrates and they have a good time. A week later, Sosa breaks the record. And they celebrated. But he didn't break McGuire's record. He just reached the old record.
Mm-hmm.
Should that still have counted as, a celebration? Or like, hey, you lost your shot, dude?
I think it goes down a timeline. But ultimately, nobody's going to remember that. No, everybody remembers 73.
Yeah.
So...
And nobody remembers that anymore because they hate
it. Or was
it
76? I don't remember. 73
it's
or
either 72 or 73. It's not that.
I don't know. Okay.
And no one's even come close since, so.
No. No, but, well, now, especially the baseballs.
Yeah.
They 62
was the number, wasn't it?
Those balls are like mush now. They don't fly anywhere. All right. So 1998 was a good year.
Where were you in 98?
Okay. At the end of 98, Sosa had 66.
McGuire.
I got the death look. Mickey's like, I'll stab you.
So it's to have how many? 66?
Then
McGuire had 72.
Ended up with 70.
I knew it was 70.
And then Bonds now has 72 or 73. All right. So there you go. 1998, I was a restaurant manager and bartender at a place in south of Florida.
Lurch.
I was a service manager at Tiger Kingdom with a baby.
Oh.
Had an infant.
And you, Brother Dan?
Oh, I was in high school. I was a sophomore.
There we go.
So, I was driving.
All right. Well, since we just brought up Sosa McGuire, I have to bring up baseball. Y'all have to indulge me for a second because Brother and I, Dan and I have been texting back and forth the last couple of days. If someone would like to tell me who pissed in the umpire's cereal every morning, what in the blue hell?
You gotta wonder if they're doing it now on purpose.
It's been bad.
Like,
it's been very bad.
Okay, so the umpires have blown, they're averaging a blown call a day. Doesn't seem like a lot when we're talking about 30 baseball teams. So there's 15, there's anywhere between 10 and 15 games a day. But holy mackerel, that is just not good. Like, these calls that they're showing, and if you have, if you watch ESPN, if you watch Fox Sports, if you watch YouTube, if you watch TikTok, they're showing these calls. These are balls not even near home plate. They're just all over the place.
And there's a lot of bad ones. There's one notorious one that even the MLB said is terrible, but they're all.
Can they overturn them?
No. No, so Angel Hernandez is like notorious. He did a game recently. I believe it was on Monday. This past Monday, he did a game, and the MLB said there were not one, not two, not three, not four, 19 missed calls
in one game.
That is inexcusable.
That's the second bad game he's had in a week.
Yeah, and he hasn't done a World Series since like the early 2000s, and he tried suing the MLB, and they came out and they said, well, no, you just suck, right. So we're not putting you in.
But they won't kick him out. They won't stop you.
No, they can't. It's a union.
Right. So, and the other issue, so if you were watching the Red Sox and the Angels the other night, there was a strike him out, throw him out on a ball in the dirt called a strike three. The Seattle Mariner player the other night went ballistic.
Bumgarner got ejected. He went ballistic from Arizona.
Arizona pitcher.
Yeah, he went ballistic.
The umpire's feeling for sticky stuff on his hand because they wanted to check his hand. The umpire never looked at his hand. Felt his hand, stared him in the eyes. And the moment Bumgarner said something like, what is it you're looking for? Something like that. He got tossed and went. The umpires are becoming the headlines. And that's the number one rule about being an umpire or an official in professional sports.
Hey, you were a Mets fan. Did you see that one the other night?
Yes, I've seen. And the starting pitcher,
going against Ozuna, and it was three Chris straight Bassett. Pitches.
Yeah,
it was like four to 5 inches off the plate. And he rang him up in three straight pitches. He pitched that pitch twice, and then he tried a slider that was off the plate, probably about 3 inches.
And the catcher's mitt is like dead center. Of the, and then he calls it a ball and...
Oh, Max Scherzer got thrown out while sitting on the bench. The Mets starting pitcher was his day off, got thrown out for making comments on the bench.
So we're getting closer and closer to this this robo-ump.
And I wasn't for the robo-ump. I don't like
it. I am now.
I am now, too. I am now, too.
It's gotten so bad. At least you'll have accuracy.
Well, here's the thing I don't understand. Have the ump just be there and be a mouthpiece and have somebody stand up there with a monitor and go with an earpiece in on a microphone. It's a strike. And the ump goes, strike one.
Well, he still can't get the shit right. They're sitting there with the earpiece, and they're talking in New York, and they still get the call wrong. I saw a couple of them. I'm like, there's no freaking way.
But New York's not calling every pitch.
No, I'm talking about like plays. Like, okay, he's out at the plate or out at second base, and you're like, no, he never tagged him. He missed.
There was a couple. Yeah, they've missed.
So. It's bad. It's why. It's just like the NFL. Why have replay if you're not going to get it right? It's not
worth
it.
Well, I got to be honest. I think the NFL has adjusted their replay where it's pretty much where the only thing about the NFL replay I don't like.
They still don't get it right sometimes.
Most of the time they do. I would say 90% of the time they do. Here's my issue with the NFL replay. It takes forever. It's got a 2-minute time limit.
Well, it should do what the MLB does. Talk to New York.
It takes 30 seconds to a minute to walk over to the thing.
Well, they're talking to New York too now. They're getting help, but it still takes a long time. I'm sorry. Are you all right there? No, are you dying over here?
I had dinner before I got here, and I like shoved it down so I can get here on time.
And you're still coughing?
I am still coughing up dinner, and I asked Topanga for a drink, and I didn't get it. So
sucks getting old. Yeah, where's our margaritas?
Yeah.
Cinco de Mayo.
Sean and Corey and Topanga need to step it up.
Vamanos, compa.
According to this, there's three AAA teams going to have the automatic umpires to come in.
And the thing is that the minor leagues can do that because they're their own entity.
And they don't have they don't have the rules.
They're their own entity. They've got their own rules. They got their own ownership, so they can do that. All they have is contracts for players with the major league. But the organizations and the leagues can run their own thing. That's why they don't have the same amount of games, and they can do different stuff. I think that football instant replay is the best. I think hockey instant replay is trying, but I think the game of hockey goes too fast for them to get it right, and they also take forever.
They take a long time to do a review of play.
You mean like what we're watching right now?
Yeah, we are actually watching the NHL playoffs. We are watching the Florida Panthers.
In south of Florida.
The south of, from south of Florida. And the Washington Capitals from, I don't know what it's called anymore. It used to be the BB&T Center or the National Car Rental Center or whatever.
I don't know. It's change sponsorships all the time.
Yeah. And it's game two, and the Panthers are up 5-1. The Rangers are playing the Penguins.
Oof, nice hit.
NHL playoff hockey has... Okay, so let's switch gears. NHL playoff hockey. I love hockey. Does the NHL do enough marketing?
Nope.
For their league?
No, nope. They get terrible viewership. And you can't see... Just like... So the NFL, MLB, they put it on the local networks all the time. And in hockey, they don't do that. I mean, this one's on TBS, but can I say that? Am I allowed to say that? Am I allowed to say TBS? I just said TBS again. Well, I just got you three fines.
This is the first year in over 20 years the NHL has a contract. Hockey has been on ESPN, Wednesday Night Hockey on ESPN this year. And the playoffs, they have a contract with TBS and TNT. It took 20 years to do that. But I got to be honest with you. I don't want to hear about how they have bad ratings and bad attendance. No, they don't. In New York, in Boston, and Detroit, and Chicago, and Minnesota, and even in Nashville. North of the Mason-Dixon line, there is no problem with the National Hockey League. Toronto, Montreal, Ottawa. It's the teams in the South that don't draw for shit. Like, we're looking at the Florida Panthers. They play in south of Florida, and they're empty. And it's pretty full. Listen to what you just said. It's pretty full. I see empty seats. It's a playoff game. There should be no empty seats. And the game's on. It's not intermission. Don't tell me they're all getting snacks.
Taking a piss.
They're all taking a piss at the same time. Bullshit.
I believe he said he had to pee.
Like, I'm going to... first of all, I'm tired of hearing about what a great market. It's pretty full. Not 100% full.
Somebody wanted a hot dog.
But I've watched Panther games this year. And I've watched Panther games where I could sit on the glass.
I bet you might have
to. And coach.
How tall is that? I've never been to that arena. How tall does it go?
I mean, how tall does it go?
How many upper levels are there?
One upper level.
Like Tampa's got three upper levels.
Yeah, it's not Tampa. It's it's more like what we got here in Orlando. I think it's 19,000. 20,000, something like that. And I'm guessing.
That's right for what you're...
Because, right. I mean, that whole lower bowl, we haven't seen the upper deck yet, but that whole lower bowl sold out.
Okay. It's not all sold out. I've seen seats, but they could be in the... But I'm just saying, I've watched them during the regular season.
Right.
They don't sell out.
But what's the viewership even with the Stanley Cup Finals? What's it, like 3 million, I think it was last year? It doesn't even compare to football,
but
even baseball.
For 20 years, they haven't been marketing. For 20 years, they haven't
done
anything.
I mean, I'll
be honest
with you, I don't like watching hockey on TV that much.
Oh, it's great in person. 10 times better.
It's much better. But can we call this out? Drake is gone, guys. Drake is gone.
Oh, yeah. For the Solar Bear fans, Drake Berenhofsky is no longer the coach. We'll talk about that soon. I have a problem with the way they market the team. I think the NHL is the worst when it comes to marketing. I think Major League Baseball is the second worst. I think the NBA, actually, I think the NBA is worse because the NBA only markets the same six guys over and over and over again. You know, like, and here, I know I'm in the minority with this. I'm going to switch gears. We'll talk, since we're talking all the sports.
Let's just get it all out.
I don't think fans should be voting for all-stars and any awards and stuff like that.
Well, it's a popularity contest.
Right. I don't want a popularity candidate. Who was the best?
A popularity what?
Popularity contest.
Yeah, problem is, but the reporters are so fucking biased also.
It shouldn't be them either. The coaches and the general managers should all get a ballot. And the rule is you can't vote for your player.
That's the same bullshit in college football. The press votes on everything. Fuck yeah. Them.
Guys who never played the sport but have been writing about it because they're nerds and their friends let them sit in the stands and write about them. Well, and the fans.
Well, like, college football is a committee for the playoffs, but when you talk about like what are you talking about for like
AP poll, this poll, that poll? Oh. Fuck them all.
Yeah, but it's 13
person. Nobody cares about
it. Well, since you brought up college football, we've talked about this in the past. 13 people.
Right.
That's from 130 schools.
Yeah.
10%.
And it's mostly the
bigger. And well, bigger actually, it's 7 from the power and 5 from the group. And I disagree with how they do it too. Like, first of all, when it go back to marketing, it should be on everything. Like, where are your dollars going? Like, right now, we didn't know this was on TBS and TNT.
Yeah, we checked like 5 channels to find it.
Why is it not all over the place? Like, we just mentioned, just a minute ago, the commercials on ESPN for the Sosa and Maguire home run race in 1998, in the summer of 98. Those were some of the greatest ESPN commercials of all time. How is ESPN not...
I think I did a Baseball Tonight commercial back then.
Why doesn't ESPN go back to what worked? Those commercials. The ESPN commercials they used to do just to promote their own...
Because they're either dead or gone.
And nobody's that entertaining?
All the good ones are either dead or gone.
So you don't have anybody who's that entertaining who can do a 30-second spot or a 60-second spot about the NHL?
Who's left from SportsCenter that we watched? Who? I can't think of anybody.
Okay, but they hired
looking at me.
Let me look over here.
They hired all these new people. None of them are that entertaining?
They're just not the same. They're not a Stuart Scott or a, you know. Well, I mean, you get to what's his name at a late night. Scott Van Pelt or whatever his name is.
He's even been there over almost 20 years already.
Right, but he does like the midnight show. I'm sleeping.
I don't think they spend the money on the budgets anymore for the advertising.
No, they let go of everybody. They're falling behind Fox Sports and the others.
But who's doing the commercials? How did we know this game was on? Well, who's promoting the
I did the Baseball Tonight commercials back in 98, 97, somewhere around there, where they spent actual budgets. They spent money on these commercials to make them look good.
Well, and it's also who has the TV deals? Who has the hockey deal now? Is it MSNBC?
Because back then they rented a whole building out.
MSNBC all the has a hockey deal, but
hello, Wall.
Hockey has now opened it up to ESPN and TBS and TNT.
Well, is that just for the playoffs?
No,
during the regular season.
During the regular season, it was on ESPN every Wednesday night.
Okay, so they got the contract back because it was MSNBC for a while, right?
And then on the weekends, they had NBC. I think it was NBC had the...
Saturday night games.
It was Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock. And Saturday night they did the stadium series where, you know, they do the outdoor in the stadiums and set up the rings and all that, which are kind of cool. And they're trying
the Bridgestone ice game.
Yeah, they did that. This year was Nashville and Tampa Bay. And they really did a good job marketing, and they had a great sellout in Nashville, Tennessee for the Predators and the Lightning.
How did you say this new shit they're gonna do with soccer? They set up the women's soccer in the Daytona 500 Stadium in the infield.
Are they really?
Yeah, I'm just thinking to myself when they said this the other day. I'm like, the stands are so far away from the infield. How the fuck are they going to see that little ball bouncing around?
I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do it. But that's another sport that does a horrible job of marketing. I love the playoffs. I've watched every night. Last night I watched the Lightning beat the Maple Leafs, and the Panthers are manhandling the Capitals right now, which is the complete opposite of what happened the other night because the Capitals just ran over the Panthers. And I will watch the Stars later and the Flames, but I just don't understand it. Like, I always, you know, in your head you have these little, oh, what would I do if I owned a sports franchise, isn't that? Dude, I would have players going every day to schools and giving tickets to schools. Hey, I want 200 of your kids and their parents to come. Here's 2 tickets for you, little boy, and 2 tickets for you, little girl. And you bring them out. Like, in the ECHL, where we live, the Orlando Solar Bears, every year, once a year, and I'd like them to start doing it twice if they could afford it, they do a kids game. The game is at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
Hmm.
And schools are invited, and they give them $15 seats, and that includes lunch. They give them a hot dog, chips, and a drink, a water, bottle of water, and they fill it. Now, the problem is when we went 3 years ago, the place was packed.
Upper and lower decks.
It was the third largest crowd they got all year. It was close to 10,000 for a minor league hockey team. Last year, they didn't do it.
No, it was pretty weak.
Because of COVID. And this year, it wasn't supposed to be done because of COVID, but they did it, and schools just did it on their own. They didn't wait for the school boards to make a decision. I took my students, and it was the first time I'd say about 90% of my students ever saw a professional hockey game. They had the greatest time. They wanted to go again. They already, when are you going to do it next year? I don't know. As soon as the schedule comes out, we'll pick a day. I don't understand why the NHL doesn't do that. Why don't you do a school day game?
Call up the marketing.
Didn't baseball used to do that when we were younger?
Yes. Baseball used to have morning and afternoon games for kids.
I remember going and see the Mets.
Yes, absolutely. They don't market.
It was a field trip to the Mets.
It's marketed to rich people now.
Didn't do that.
Professionals, because you grew up in South of Florida.
We did it though, didn't we?
We did a lot.
Okay, I do remember.
In New York, yes. They don't market. They market to the rich people. They don't market to the kid and his family anymore.
Yeah, I remember Didi used to take us out of school early and go watch an afternoon ball game.
Well, that's an opening day. You're supposed to skip.
Right. And then once a year, they'll throw a doubleheader, a day-night doubleheader, where you can go and watch a game at noon and then come back at 7 that night.
You just never leave?
Oh, you hide.
So I'm in the bathroom.
Anyway, all right, well, let's talk seriously about the NHL playoffs. The two best teams are the Colorado Avalanche and the Florida Panthers. Ran away with the season. The Penguins and the Caps are always tough. The Lightning are the two-time defending Stanley Cup champions. And you got a couple of new teams. The Kings are back playing from L.A. The Nashville Predators took a year or two off, but they're back. The Toronto Maple Leafs went from cellar dwellers to the playoffs, and they look kind of tough.
First year that the Vegas Golden Knights did not get in the playoffs
since they joined the league.
Since they became
The other expansion team, the Seattle Kraken, did not finish last. I think they finished third from last.
Y'all fucking coughing again.
Hey, what are you going to do?
Allergies will not go away.
Allergies.
If you're not a hockey fan, I highly recommend turn on a game. Just turn on a game.
Go to a game. You'll change your... It's
if you live in a place where playoff hockey... Well, the problem is it's playoff hockey. So if you live in a place where there is playoff hockey, go to a game. Go get a ticket. You'll have a great time. There are three empty seats in South of Florida right now behind the Panther.
Stop.
Behind the Panther bench.
They're probably getting a drink. Those are good seats.
All three people at the same time went for soda?
Beers.
Or they got to take a piss. You know, girls like to go to the bathroom and hold hands under the stalls.
There you go. So. If you don't live in a town where professional hockey, watch
just
a
lost,
game.
We just lost fans again.
You didn't lose fans. They'll tell you, they're like, it's true. We go in groups. We hold hands under the stalls.
Oh, yeah.
Support.
Mrs. Mickey doesn't go to the bathroom alone. If we go out with like another couple.
Knock. It's just a fact.
We went out with Central Florida Bobby T and Yankee Girl for dinner a couple of times. And they'll go to the, you know, girls go to the bathroom in groups. I don't know why. I've never understood that.
Probably to make fun of us.
I will never ask you guys to go to the bathroom with me.
Just don't care.
Ever.
Well, you got to look straight, too. You're at the urinal, and you got those little partitions. Yeah, you never, ever make eye contact. You look straight.
When they put the newspapers over.
You start reading them. What do you got?
All right. Well, so.
Which page you got?
So I know we jumped all over our sports topic here this week, but let me know. If you're a baseball fan, have the umpires ruined the first month of the season for you? They haven't ruined it for me, but I'm telling you, they are becoming more part of the game than I'd like them to be. Fair statement, Brother Dan?
Fight. There's a fight. I was watching the fight.
The fight on
hockey.
Yeah,
that's what you got to eat in a box.
The Capitals.
You put them in a box.
And the Panthers. Oh, only the Capitals guys go to the box.
But answer your question, yes, I do agree.
Okay. If you are a hockey fan, check out the playoff. Oh, he's holding a stick. That's why. You can't do that. That's against the rules.
That's a no-no.
I definitely suggest you check out some playoff hockey. Absolutely. And if you live in South or Florida or Washington, D.C., Toronto, Tampa Bay, Nashville, Calgary, Los Angeles, Dallas, Colorado, Denver, Colorado.
They're getting chippy.
Yeah, they are. I would go and check out a game. I highly recommend it. And then let me know what you think Like, are you like, oh my God, I didn't know this was here? And if you didn't know this was here, you helped prove my point that they're not marketing properly. And then let us know. And how do you let us know? Very simple. There's lots of ways to let us know. Number one, Facebook. We are all over Facebook. We rule Facebook. Life Sports and Stuff podcast. Send us a message, a post, comment on any of our pictures or our comments or our shows. You could do that on Twitter also. We're not all over Twitter, but we still have it. LSAS podcast. You could check us out on Instagram. Can't tell you the last time we checked it, though. You could send us an email, which we've been getting a lot more emails lately, so we appreciate that, Life Sports Stuff Universe. And the email address is
LifeSportsStuffPodcast@gmail.com.
So, all right. We did this at this time a year ago, I believe it was. And Miss Mickey and I were talking today. So we told you guys, I've told you guys, Junior's having a bar mitzvah soon. And so we are not taking a family vacation this summer. We're having a big party for the bar mitzvah.
Aww.
So we are putting off the family vacation. We're going to take one probably at Christmas and Hanukkah, and we'll do one next summer. But last year we talked about vacation spots. Where do you want to go? So I'm thinking, where do you guys want to go this summer? Where are you taking your families? Like, what are your plans? I mean, your kids are older, but Lurch, you still get together and do stuff. Brother Dan, your kids are all over the age map, so I'm sure they still like to do the family thing.
Long
and have a good time.
Time doing the family thing.
Yeah, so where are the top spots this year? Where do we want to tell our listeners, the Life Sports Stuff Universe, they come to us for everything.
Where we want to go or where...
Where should they go? Where are you taking your family that the Life Sports Stuff Universe should do it?
Well, I always do Blue Ridge, Georgia. We talked about that last year. Did you talk about that?
Yeah.
Do that every year, every July. Go down to Dakota River. A little got a northernness going on there. But you drink some beers, float down in a tube, nothing but sunshine. It's good, relax. And then I'm actually doing two trips, and I'm doing one in the probably August, going to go to Virginia, going to hit up D.C. and Baltimore, hit some baseball games. I do a baseball trip every year. That's a guy's trip. So okay. I'll do that late in the summer.
I like that. That's a good one. That's a nice one. I've been to the ballpark in D.C. It's really pretty.
It is. It's nice. Really nice. It's nice.
All right. Lurch, any big plans this summer?
Honestly, there's no trips this year.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you have a party to plan, too. After I plan mine, you're planning yours.
So it's going to be an expensive year.
Lurch Jr. is getting married in January. So
we basically put everything on.
Wait, that's next year.
January, though.
Next year.
You guys still got a plan.
And plus the Mrs. Mrs. is going back under the blade again.
You write the check next year.
Yeah, the wife's going back under the blade again, not be doing that.
So since we're not taking vacations and Brother Dan's got his thing planned, let's talk about some of the top vacation spots.
And I happen to have it.
Do you really?
I have.
What a coinciding.
Isn't it?
All right, so what do you got? Top vacation spots for families. Let's do that.
I got both romantic and family.
Let's do families first. For the family people out there, these are the top vacation spots according to who?
U.S. News.
U.S. News, top vacation spots for the families. Lurch, what do you got? Top 5, top 10?
We'll do top 11.
How the fuck you come up with 11?
Because number 11 is one that I'm shocked it's at 11.
Okay, let's go to 11. Go, 11. Start going backwards.
Disneyland.
Disneyland, so the California Disneyland.
California Disneyland.
Never been to that one.
Junior just went a couple months ago.
Did she like it?
She said it's not as good as Orlando.
No, really? Not as good as Disney World?
Yeah, she said Orlando's much better.
Okay. That's good news. Good news. All right.
And you know how nuts they are about Disney.
They are very fanatical. All right, number 10.
Outer Banks.
North Carolina.
Outer Banks.
The Outer Banks of North Carolina. I don't know. The show is good on Netflix, but do you want to go to... half a beach and half a rocky edge?
I've done the South Carolina. We did South Carolina last year.
Yeah.
It was freaking gorgeous. I loved it. We had a good time.
Like, can you go beach there or is that a boat area? Which one?
There's both.
Both. But which one's better? What do you think?
I didn't go to the beach.
You did both.
Because you don't like the beach.
Smart man.
You don't like bananas either. It's the bees. That's what it is.
All right. So the Outer Banks. Good. 9.
Destin, Florida.
The fuck is in Destin, Florida?
I have no idea.
But it's in the Destin, Florida.
Nude
in the,
beaches or something?
It's got to be beach something.
This is for family, though. There's not going to be nude beaches in the
family. Oh, this is family.
Oh, so it's not nude beaches. So, all right. Hey. Destin, Florida's in the panhandle all the way up. All right, go ahead.
San Diego. Number eight.
St. Diego.
San Diego, Whale's California.
Vagina.
Cape Cod. Been there, done that.
Have not been to Cape Cod. Never.
Had a real good time when I was there.
All right, I might have taken Miss Mickey there one year.
Lake Tahoe.
I've heard Lake Tahoe is beautiful.
Never been there.
For families?
So it says.
Okay. I have no reason to go out there.
Washington, D.C.
Been there.
Been there.
Been there a couple of times. We were actually talking 2 days ago in the car that we want to do it again. Because now that the kids are older, they're almost adults, we went to all the museums.
It was fun.
We did that with our kids 3 summers ago.
Grand Canyon.
For kids?
Yeah, I flew over it.
It's history. Okay.
But you, what do you do after the first day? Right, I'll come back to you. Go ahead.
Got
top,
nothing.
Top three, Yosemite.
All right, so that's camping. Go ahead.
Yeah, but there's a whole bunch to do.
I'm sure there's a lot to do in the park, but.
Yellowstone.
Again, same difference.
And number one.
Disney World.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Why are you saying
Disney World?
I'm so sick of that place.
You know what, though?
You live in Orlando.
I had a conversation the other day with someone about that. I said, as much as we hate them and are annoyed with them, and we live here so we don't appreciate it, it drives a lot of tourism revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And without Disney, a lot of us wouldn't have jobs. A lot of us. Now, I don't know about you, but my job would be probably obsolete.
I have no problem with Disney. I've got seasonal passes. So me and the kids and Miss Mickey.
You have young kids.
Yeah.
My older kids come down.
You don't like, you don't drink
your
Wine World?
Your daughter has this. Both your daughters have seasonal passes.
Not my older youngest one.
You don't like Food and Wine?
Have you ever been to the Food and Wine Festival?
Yeah.
Yeah, did when she turned 21, we did Drink Around the World.
That's right. We like to drag the kids around. We'll do the rides for them, Soarin' and all those. But then we drag them around to every country, and we're drinking beers at every country.
Yeah. See, we don't do that. We'll take the kids to Disney, and we'll take the kid to Magic Kingdom. We'll take the kids to
MGM.
Hollywood Studios. And then when it comes to Epcot and the Food and Wine Festival, that's date night. We got a babysitter, and Mrs. Mickey and I will go by ourselves for that exact reason, because I ain't dragging the kids around. And they're not getting a piece of my... in Canada, they have a French... a Canadian filet.
I had it.
With a French onion soup, but a creamy French onion soup. Holy Jesus. When I tell
you need to go
like
in...
kissing the heaven.
Like a holy Jesus?
No. Jesus. You need to go inside Canada. They have this apple frozen drink.
Oh, I know.
That's amazing.
You got to make reservations like 2 months in advance for that restaurant.
We just walked right in and got it. Really? No, it's on the outside in the back.
Oh, not in the restaurant?
Not in the restaurant.
We did have dinner there for our anniversary. We did France. We ate at the French place, Ratatouille's, whatever it's called.
Don't know. We didn't go there.
So
actually, we went to England and had the fish and chips.
What would you say you do here? What would you say you do?
What do you mean?
What would you say you do here? Here. Yeah. In this area,
what are you talking
of
about?
Central Florida.
Like, what is?
What do you do?
What is a? Here, we're going to segue real quick. What is a go-to date night for the Lurches?
What do you do?
What is a go-to date night for the Lurches?
Go for dinner.
Anything specific? Or
our favorite place to go is Linda La Cantina. Linda's La Cantina Steakhouse.
Okay,
very good.
Where's that?
Over on 1792 or 50.
Okay.
Going towards the little mall over there.
Okay.
That's it?
Linda La Cantina.
We go to this Italian restaurant.
So just dinners. Like what activities?
Got this great couch that I sit on and recline.
Of late, the last couple of years, we don't do a lot. I'm not going to lie. We don't go out that much like that. The wife can't do a lot of that stuff anymore.
But you can go sit in places.
This is the time. This is when you're an empty nester. For the most part.
She go to shows, comedians.
We did. We went to Shrek last couple weeks ago. Dr. Phillips. I was say Bob Carr.
Thanks for giving me last minute notice.
You know, my brother.
She called me up and said,
too.
I want to go. Do you want to go tonight? Okay, I will go. I said, call you and see if you want to go.
She did call. Absolutely. And I've said before, I need a couple of days notice to rearrange.
I got 2 hours.
I got 45 minutes. Your brother did what to you?
Not that brother, other brother. He sent me a text today, or sent all the brothers a text, said, "Hey, you want to join us on the beach Sunday for Mother's Day?" And we're like, "No, we've got plans. We're all going places.
Three days before.
Mrs. Lurch is going to have to work."
And he said, we're all familyed out. We're like, okay, then why are you inviting us? What? We're family. Just saying.
All right. Let's go back to the list. We'll stop making fun of the Lurches. Romantic getaways.
Yeah, no kids.
No kids, just you and the honey. Go.
Number six. We'll start there.
Oh, it's only the top six.
The top six list?
Hang on. Really?
No. It's top 20.
Okay. Let's do top five. Just do top five.
Top five?
Right. Yeah, let's do top
Brother Dan says top five.
In the interest of time.
Well, 10 with Savannah. Jackson Hole, number 9.
That's not five.
He's just going to read it real quick.
Oh, I gotcha.
Nantucket, number 8. Amelia Island, number 7.
I'll give that one. I'd love it there.
I heard Jackson Hole is nice, too, in Wyoming, but go ahead.
But Amelia Island has a lot of families, too.
Dude, when Junior was younger, she went with the cousins to Amelia over there for the weekend. Mm-hmm. Didn't even make it the first night. I got a phone call. Come get me. Next day, I had to drive all the way to fuck down there, pick them up, and bring them back.
Really? That bad?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Guess the cousins were drinking and stuff like that and fighting. South Carolina, Charleston.
What number is that?
6.
Okay. So here we go. Top 5, ladies and gentlemen. Romantic getaways for you and your honey. Go.
Sedona, Arizona.
The fuck is in Sedona, Arizona?
I don't even know where Sedona is. I know Scottsdale.
What does it say? Out loud.
I'm trying to get all this bullshit. They're making crap about it. Sandstone bottles bring romantic vibes. It's all mountain ranges and what's called trails.
Yeah, taking long walks in a mountain is not romantic.
Yeah, here, touch this cacti.
You want to walk up that hill with me? Fuck no. Because we ain't going to do nothing when we get up there. I'll be too tired.
Take a picture by the cliff.
Sonoma is next.
Okay.
It's a park. Napa Valley, number 3.
Okay.
Wine country. Yep. Been there, done that.
Lanai.
I'm trying to plan
Hawaii.
Hawaii?
Lanai, Hawaii.
I wanted to spend 12 to 14 hours on planes.
Hawaii's not where I would
not,
go.
No.
I'd be going the other direction.
Yeah. I'd be like, Europe, baby.
Yeah.
And what's Paris?
Number one is Kauai.
Hawaii.
So the top two are Hawaii. Kauai is an island.
Yeah.
So the top two are Hawaii? I don't get it.
See, if I go there, I'm going to go see the battleships and stuff.
Yeah, because that's romance. Nothing says romance.
Hey, baby, let's go see these warships. So to me,
a beach is not romantic. Sitting on a beach is not romantic.
It's not romantic.
Nothing says...
Surrounded by bananas?
I love you. Like, hey, how many soldiers do you think fit in that gunny ship, honey? What is wrong with you sometimes? How long y'all been married?
28 years.
Dude, you got to bring that.
Going on 28 years in 2 weeks, three weeks.
You need to bring the love back. You do. You need to, first of all, stop drinking in my ear. Secondly, you need to bring the love back. Battleships, I can tell you, you know what? We're at the Life Sports and Stuff Palatial Studios. I wish... Is there a way to get Mrs. Lurch on the phone right now?
She's sleeping.
I'm going to call her ass tomorrow, and I will have an update for you next week on episode 99. If you had a choice between Napa Valley, wine country,
or Pearl Harbor,
California, or Pearl Harbor.
I don't know, Bob.
A romantic 5-day vacation. With Lurch.
Not great, Bob.
Which one are you picking? And I'm going to tell you right now, my money, not on Pearl Harbor.
I will tell you, though, Sonoma, 10 times better than Napa. Napa, overrated. Sonoma, much prettier.
Really?
I'm telling you.
Okay.
I don't drink wine.
Well, you know, drink wine.
That's good to know, though.
I don't drink wine. I don't like bananas. I don't go to the beach. I like my couch.
What do you do? What is it you do?
Where's my middle finger? I'm waiting for it.
Yeah, you have been giving that a lot.
I got it 3 times today. I came in with a banana peel. And he's like, throw that shit out outside. Don't bring that in here.
I don't do bananas. I don't do bananas. The smell of bananas makes me nauseous.
There is a place in Georgia, northern Georgia. It's supposed to be have some wineries and some distilleries that a friend of mine from work told me that me and Mrs. Mickey should go check out. And unfortunately, we can't do it this year, but I wanted, like I said, I want to do some vacations next year. We're going to do a big family one next year because we're going to celebrate our 15th wedding anniversary. But I would like to do like a long weekend, maybe a 4 or 5 day thing with her. And I was like, oh, we should go to California. He's like, oh, Georgia, the mountains, it's closer. And they've got some nice wineries in northern Georgia.
But they're probably sweeter wines. If you like sweet. I don't do sweet.
I just want to do some. To me, I'm not a huge wine drinker at all. I'll drink it because Mrs. Mickey likes it. But I just want to do something where I know she'll enjoy. So I'm not going because the wine is great. I'm going because it's a good thing for us to do together that she'll enjoy. Yeah, I'm that guy. Mickey. The romantic.
I'm trying to remember how many years I've been married right now. Because I think I said it wrong before, and she's going to yell at me when she lets me edit the show.
Just please, edit it out.
Please tell me you got it wrong. Please, dear God, tell me you got it wrong.
I think I'm going on 29 years this year, not 28.
You don't know, do you? You have no idea, do you? This will be your 28th wedding anniversary this year.
28, 29.
You got married in 94.
Okay.
That is awesome. You have no idea how giddy I am inside right now. Because when I call her tomorrow, and I'm going to call her tomorrow.
What's the date?
July 3rd.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice. It's my birthday.
I've got so much to tell her. It's going to be fucking awesome. And yes, I am going to tell her. Absolutely, I'm going to tell her. Oh, life, sports, and stuff, universe. What I don't even know what to tell you. Lurch has been a barrel of laughs tonight.
Y'all edit that whole section out.
No, you will not edit that whole section out.
No editing.
First of all, I know you're not going to because you missed two sections last week. You said we're going to edit out, so I know we're safe. All right, live sports stuff, universe. Before we get out of here, a couple of things I do want to discuss with you coming up. In 2 weeks, episode 100. Now, we do have a couple of things planned. Corey and Topanga and Sean are taking care of it for us. They're putting the final notes together for us to start editing and putting together a great show for you. Is there anything specific you would like the boys to do? We were thinking about Virgin Sacrifice. We don't know any virgins that wanted to be sacrificed, though.
We need a live chicken.
Is it a live chicken?
A live chicken live.
Chicken live. So we're going to get a live chicken. We were thinking about skywriting, but in different parts of the world. So we're going to have a skywriter in Australia.
He won't pay to advertise if he's a high skywriter.
We're going to have a...
He's got his own money.
A skywriter in New York, a skywriter in Texas, and one here in Central Florida, and they will simultaneously skywrite Live Sports and Stuff, the big 100, at the exact same time.
Who's paying for this?
Dude, relax. What are y'all worried about money for? I'm talking about a good time.
Yeah.
We were thinking about renting out one of the local facilities and having a Roman toga party.
toga.
Is it Billy Day and the Knights? We're going to come play for us.
What's the hell's name in that band?
Is it Billy Day and the Knights?
No.
Morris Day? No, not Morris Day.
No, now you're going to look it up.
Now look it up.
We should do something live from somewhere.
We've talked about that. We've been talking.
Look,
we got a lot of things in the works. What would you like to hear from the boys?
The brainstorming board is big.
Yeah.
Big. Huge.
Topanga, are you right? Thank you. She's right in this.
Topanga.
Thank you.
She got some thick lips, boy.
She's beautiful. All right. Live sports stuff, universe. We hope you enjoyed
it. Otis Day in the Nights.
Otis Day in the Nights. I'm so sorry I messed that up. I know I'm going to get yelled at by Bobby T. And I'm going to get screamed at by freaking Matt, Poker Matt. Probably going to yell at me for that, too. All right. Live Sports Stuff Universe, we're going to wrap up 98 for you here. 99 next week. 2 weeks is the big 100. Go check out Adam Jason. Tell him the boy said hi. Let us know your favorite vacation spots. Let us know your favorite date nights. Have baseball umpires become too much part of the game? And I implore you, I beg you, I'm telling you, you won't be upset. Go watch an NHL playoff hockey game. Anywhere. I don't care. Pick one. We're watching the Florida Panthers right now tie up the series 1-1 as they defeated the Washington Capitals 5-1. We're getting ready to watch the Dallas Stars and the Calgary Flames. Colorado is already beaten the Nashville Predators 1-0. The Rangers are beating the Penguins. Trust me, you will thank your boy Mickey later for getting involved in hockey playoffs. I promise you. With that being said, the clock on the wall says it's time. Do me a favor. I want you to be good to each other. I want you to take care of each other. I want you to laugh at least once a day. If you can't laugh once a day, then call me and I will help you. I promise. And with that, don't take any shit from anybody. I'm Mickey.
I'm Lurch.
I'm Brother Dan.
And we are out of here.
I will never let go, Jack.
Days. Like nothing matters, though I wanted to. My skin's become so thick, it makes me sick to know I've become like this. Let me be who I once was, the person I know I am. 'Cause I can't take no more of the way I'm living. It's like I'm dying, taking that feeling. It shouldn't be this way, it's gotta change. Days turned to months, to years. I felt all the fears in this twisted world. Believing what I wanted to hear.
Take no more.